Alison Ferns here with you until 6 o'clock today. One of the side effects, I think, of this pandemic is that we have all, well, a lot of us have had to embrace technology, whether we like it or not. And some of us have done better with that than others. That is why we have our gadget detective joining us this afternoon. If you need any advice related to technology, Fevzy is your man. You can text us 81333, start your message with the word radio, or you can call.
Call 0800 587 1046.
BBC Radio Surrey.
I have to tell you, Fevzy, I never thought I'd be one of those people. And by that, I mean one of those people who's doing online exercise workouts. But I hate to tell you, I've become one of them.
Hugely popular. I think records have been broken on YouTube, haven't they, for people participating in such things. It's great. I mean, I can watch people exercise for hours.
It's funny you say that. So my friend did like a 12-hour dance-a-thon for the NHS over the weekend. Oh, okay. And the idea was that you join in with the dance classes and donate money. And I did plan on doing the actual dance class. But, you know, it was 6 o'clock on a Saturday night. Wine o'clock had come and gone. But you know, it was lovely to sit on the sofa and drink that glass of Prosecco and watch somebody else get sweaty. I think there's a lot to be said for it.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. I found my life has changed. A lot of the gadgets, a lot of the health gadgets that have been sitting around here in boxes not being used, I've started using it. So I've got this this smart scale from Withings. It's an internet connected scale. When you're on top of it, when you're standing on top of it, it actually gives you, amongst other things, a weather forecast, which I find bizarre. But it,
what? Sorry. I know, so it tells you your weight and the weather forecast.
Yeah, and then it laughs at you. But
yeah, I wouldn't want to get on that. Then you need to get off, love.
No, but it's astoundingly clever. It gives you your weight. It then calculates your BMI level and shows you on a little graph on this on the scales themselves what's the normal range and whether you're within it, and it tells you what percentage fat you are, tells you what percentage of you is made up of bones, and that's actually quite good because, you know, if we don't exercise and as we start to get older, our sort of bone health tends to diminish. It gives you all sorts of measures, which I found really useful, and I've started using my Apple Watch to track my walking and all the rest of it, and it's had a beneficial effect. I have to say, I seem to be slightly fitter and healthier now than I was a month ago.
Really? Well, that is good. You're doing well.
I know. I've sort of lost a bit of weight, and you know.
Lockdown life suits you, obviously.
Well, you know, it's not hugely different to my normal life, to be honest.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I did see, actually, one of my friends put something up similar to that sentiment at the weekend that basically said, you know, it's during lockdown, you kind of realise that actually if your life hasn't changed that much, you were pretty antisocial before.
I'll be quite honest, it was 3 weeks before I'd noticed we'd been locked down.
What's your gadget of the week?
Right, so it's an unusual one. It's not a physical gadget, but I thought it was something that I think will benefit a lot of people during this lockdown period. So a lot of people are using streaming services like Netflix and so forth to consume media, where so before they might have used a DVD or what have you, and now we do it by streaming. There is a thing that is the equivalent of, if you like, Netflix for magazine readers. It's called Readly, like the word read, R-E-A-D, and then L-Y on the end. And it's a subscription service where you get, it's a digital subscription service. So it offers you unlimited, effectively all you can read access to thousands of different magazines. In fact, almost all of them, about 5,000 magazine titles and all the back issues as well, available on your tablet or in your smartphone or PC, whatever, 120,000 issues, including the back issues, mostly in English, but also some of them from other countries. So you can get American magazines, or, you know, if you have a penchant for Italian or French or whatever, you can find some of the magazines from there as well. It's a great app that's available on Android and iOS, and I think even on Amazon Fire tablets as well. And it makes reading a magazine easy, and in some ways better than actually reading a magazine. For one thing, you can get it still. I don't know if you know, but subscribers to paper magazines have had their magazines largely delayed. You know, others are getting them and having to wipe them down before they use them. So there's that.
But one of my friends told me that she's putting her newspapers in the oven. She's baking the newspaper before she reads it. I'm not really sure how that works,
Sure about the safety of that. I suppose it's all right, isn't it?
Yes, something we would recommend.
No, don't do that. But also, the content is searchable. So if you're looking for an article in a magazine, not a particular magazine, you can do a Google-style search for a topic, and it will search through all 120,000 magazines, give you a quick overview and a shortcut to the relevant articles from the full library. They don't take up space. When I used to buy paper magazines back in the day, I used to buy all these sort of tech and computer magazines, and they were filling up the house.
It was you were one of those.
It's terrible. It's like those hoarders.
Paul had so many copies of Private Eye, and he wouldn't get rid of them for so
long.
Sorry,
Private what?
Private Eye.
Oh, okay, fine.
Well, they were the ones I knew about. What is that? I don't want to be sexist, but is that a male thing? Do women feel the need to hoard back issues publications?
It was really useful in that there was articles that I wanted to go back and revisit and so forth. And in the end, what I did is I had a six-month rule, but I'd have to go through all the magazines older than 6 months, cut out the articles that I wanted to keep. And it was very labour-intensive, but now they don't take up any space. It's like having an e-book, but it's e-magazines. You can alter the text size. So if you've got, imperfect eyesight, that's a good thing. And you can even do text-to-speech. And let me just fire one up. So this is just from a magazine. Let me just give you an idea, if I can.
With a very modern twist, we may all be stuck inside, but that's no reason not to celebrate special occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries.
So it's a bit robotic, but you can actually do text-to-speech. So again, if you're visually impaired, suddenly you've got access to just about every magazine out there.
Yeah, that is useful.
Which is a bit fab. And the subscription is $7.99 a month, which is not cheap, but when you consider a single magazine these days can be, a fiver.
Yeah.
It's not too bad when you consider what it gives you to access to, and you can share it with four other family members as well. And actually, I don't know how they'll know that they're family members, but you can share it with four other people. It's called a family subscription, and they have their own profiles, so they can all set up their own favourite magazines and have them automatically download onto their devices and so forth. And you can download it, and so you don't have to be online when reading either. You can actually download it into the device. They on their website, I'll give you one tip, they've got a link where you can get 1 month free. A little bit later I found a link where you can get 2 months free, you can actually, I think you can cancel it whenever you like as well, so I'll tweet that out later on, but essentially those sort of deals do come up from time to time. But it's $7.99 a month, but the benefit is you can just switch it on and off when you like, so you could have your free period and stop it, or you could pay for a couple of months and then say, right, okay, that's enough magazines for now, and switch it off for a month and then switch it back on again. So there's ways of controlling the cost. And when you consider you can share it with others as well, I think it's actually quite good value. So Readly, I think it's on readly.com, readly.com, 4 stars out of 5.
Fabulous. And if people want to get in touch with you on Twitter, they can do that.
Yeah, come and say hello on Twitter at Gadget Detective, and that's where I'll be posting that link shortly as well.
Thank you, Fevzy.